WrestleMania! Hey guys, everybody, it's a WrestleMania special here on the GFT Network, WrestleMania 34. We've done this every year for 34 years. Rich and I have been doing a podcast for 34 years. Very excited for today. What's going on, Rich? Hey, let me do a proper introduction.
Hey.
At, with me, as always, the one man, mythical creation, Rich Stambolian.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm like a liger, a chimera, and a sphinx all rolled into one.
Ah, we're pumped.
Yeah, baby.
This is actually, I've not even drank today, and I'm really pumped. All I did was listen to Vince McMahon's intro to WrestleMania 4.
Uh-huh.
Was it 4 or 5?
From Trump's?
No. Hogan. This one. What is this?
Six.
Man? Six.
Can't
six.
Read,
WrestleMania,
man.
I can't even read. I listened to this intro, and I want everyone to share this moment with me right now, okay?
I like that shirt. Where'd you get that from?
Wrestling.
Upon the examination, let's just listen to this. Images begin to appear. Images of strange and powerful forces. But of all the forces in the universe, the two most powerful, Hulk Hogan.
That's all. That's all you gotta hear.
And the Ultimate Warrior. Prepare to explode. Champion versus champion. Title for title.
Here we go.
It's the ultimate challenge. It's WrestleMania.
There you go. Oh, man, we have so much to get to today. Man, I watched so much wrestling yesterday.
Oh, my God, too much wrestling.
And we're about to host a party with about 25 drunks.
Yeah.
Alleged drunks, alleged partakers in other things.
Right.
Like love and beauty and literature. This is going to be a wild, wild night. I have my gimmick bag already. My fanny pack is ready. Oh, you know what? Do you have yours? Are you getting your fanny pack?
Yeah, I have it.
The tag team champions of the world?
I do have it.
Should
I bring it later?
Oh, crap. We should have brought it up with Big E and The New Day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man. We missed it. Actually, I'm reaching out to them. We're going to have Xavier Woods on.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to do Xavier Woods, and we are actually now approved by them, by our friends. We're almost there. We are almost a podcast that they like, and I've heard from people up there that there are people that listen, and they find us funny.
That's good.
And that we are not mean, and we're not, let me think of the words they said. You guys give a good name to podcasts, and it makes us want to participate in that business.
That's
a little
cool,
bit more.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, which is great to hear.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
So we're going to have all the drunks,
yeah,
monks,
yeah. Drunks, monks, and skunks.
Guys,
I'm very excited. So I have so much to talk about, and we only have about an hour to do because I totally forgot that we syndicate a show for SiriusXM here on the GFK Network, and Suncast needs to broadcast that show, to be honest. So we have an hour to go through everything that's happening. And guys, I know that we're doing a Twitch chat room right now. We're also on Facebook Live. And I want you guys to participate with us and join in on the questions, because I know a lot of you have questions regarding what's going on tonight, all the latest rumors, the Undertaker stuff. If you guys saw, I posted a picture that somebody had shared with us of all the bikes.
Could be Triple H's entrance.
Could be Triple H's entrance, but he did it last year.
He came out on the big trike.
Is he a biker dude now?
Who, Triple H?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? He likes Motorhead.
He's a biker dude. He loves Motorhead.
And plus, it's the only way for him and Steph to get to the ring quickly.
Yes. John, the cop, says, Coco used a coupon for his part of the check for the check-in at the wrestler's hotel bar. Oh, get out of here, Coco. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Was it IOU one massage? like those coupons you give your girlfriend when you're 17?
Yeah.
No, can't afford to give.
Guys, John and Coco are down there. Two great guys, and I hope you guys have a great time. And I hope The Undertaker loses so Coco could post terrible reaction photos. amazing pay-per-view last night. Let's talk about NXT. I also want to touch on Ring of Honor because that was an utter disappointment to try to watch. I paid for Honor Club that morning.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. Can we start quickly with the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Oh, because terrible. It was terrible.
It was very long.
Yeah. They need to redo this whole thing.
It wasn't terrible long. Dudley's, I loved the entire Dudley 40-minute whole thing. Edge and Christian, the Hardys, that was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Dudley's, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a great Hall of Fame. Dudley boys are up. Welcome to Dudleyville. Blah, 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 blah. I love them. I mark out for the Dudley boys. My favorite tag team in the world. Great. And then Hillbilly Jim, I love Hillbilly Jim. That dude killed that entire room.
Dude, he sucked the energy right out mm-hmm. of there. First, listen, I big ups to Mongo for getting in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Good job. Really nice dude. Met him a handful of times. He poured Jack Daniels all over my face and slapped me and told me not to be a pussy.
And words to live by.
Yeah, yeah. And Tommy Dreamer spit his Jack Daniels on me. They were messing with me because they thought I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
This is a couple of years ago. We interviewed him at Sapphire.
Yeah.
The world famous Sapphire Gentlemen's Club in New York City.
World famous.
Actually, we're going to be doing something with them for SummerSlam. We're going to be broadcasting live.
Let's do it.
SummerSlam from Sapphire on 39th Street. I believe that's Saturday or Friday, the weekend of SummerSlam. We're going to have a couple guests.
Sounds
also
great.
So we're doing a big thing here. But I was there, and beautiful. They were doing the pre-Brooke wedding. Remember they did that?
Yeah,
but they didn't do the... They were negotiating to do it that's at right. Sapphire. And I don't know how it happened. Happen there, but they went to another place.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, they did not want to go to that place. They all came and partied at Sapphire.
What was it, like Ricky's Cabaret or something?
I don't know. I don't know where they went.
Can I wear a shirt during that?
Yeah.
That says, like, put some booty in my face?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be as gross as possible.
So we did a whole thing. And we did a whole thing. We're going to do a whole thing there. But he's like, hey, you want some? I'm like, because I was driving that night.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm... And the way I said it, I guess, I'm like, no, I'm not drinking. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, you don't drink? I'm like, no, I drink. He goes, so why the fuck did you tell me you're not drinking?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come here. And he poured it all over. I was soaked in Jack Daniels, mm-hmm. covered, beat the shit out of me, slapped me around. It was the best night of my life.
It sounds like a lot of fun. You were abused.
So that was, I thought their speech was good. And you know what? Justifiably, it was long because it's two guys.
It was fun.
And they both have very different careers, right?
Yes, when 100%.
God damn it, that Hillbilly Jim promo mm-hmm. speech was weird. Really weird, and it was like an hour.
Yeah.
Because I watched that whole thing, and I couldn't take it anymore. And who was after him? Ivory?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I was in such a daze where my wife ended up playing... So my wife doesn't really game a lot, but that night, she played like 7 hours straight of Zelda Breath of the Wild while I was watching... the Hall of Fame on my iPad.
Yeah.
And I like, so between like Hillbilly Jim talking and the video game, I was just like so loopy. And I kept looking down. I was like, yo, he's still talking, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But, and it's not, I'm not criticizing him out of malice. It's like, I get it. You know, this was a big deal or whatever. But yo, man, we need to, I think next year, this year was the impetus for them to say, you know what, we need to keep this nice and short. Ivory's was good. I liked Ivory's speech. The whole wedding thing made me a little depressed.
I didn't hear that, but what was it?
Where she was like, this is like my wedding because I never got married.
Oh, God, so sad.
And this is the proposal.
You know what's
and this
interesting? Do you think she will be, and this is weird, right? Like, she is like the days of the lady wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's a tough broad.
Yeah.
Do you think in... a couple of years, she might become like the Mae Young and Moolah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know, she's the remnants of that old school. Like, it's her and probably Medusa, right?
Give me a second. I feel like I poisoned myself. I accidentally licked the microphone.
It's okay. She just licked like 5 years of spit. Like, Coco's jewels.
I think a lot of Coco's jewels. I think her... and Jackie are going to be the Moolah and Mae Young.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love that.
Right?
I hope they move in together
mm-hmm.
and they do the whole thing.
I would love it if Ivory came back in some capacity as, like, some kind of GM or something, man. Because she's got such a personality. She still looks great. She was awesome. Like, I was always a fan of her career. And there was always something very sweet and unique about her. You know, Molly Holly, too. Like, bring Molly Holly. Like, she looks like she's 25. Molly Holly looked amazing. And you know what? When you compliment a woman on television as you're watching it, a million people will agree with you, and then a million people will tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah,
which I don't understand.
What that you say like, oh, she's beautiful,
like she's
beautiful, great.
And they're like, yeah, if you like chipmunks,
yeah, dude. People, and you know what? I hate that. I'm not one of those dudes that shits on girl.
Yeah.
Shits on girl
unless you're paying them.
Unless you're paying. I'm not one of those guys. Like I don't even do like the babe talk with dudes. Like I find it weird. Like guys are like, yeah, and He's like, ah, did you see her? It's like gross to me. Like, listen, man, do all the babes. I work for a strip club.
You're surrounded by butts all day.
Nobody talks about girls like that in that industry. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's very respectful, and we all know everybody. Like, it's like the freaking toxic internet, man. Like that guy last night. Which I want to talk about.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, we had some bozo.
I want to get about it. Yeah, I want to get about that guy. That's the best story, dude.
Let's go back to the Hall of Fame. Anyway.
Yeah, so, anyway, so...
Ivory, great.
Ivory was great. Stevie, our buddy Stevie Richards was in the crowd. I could tell by his ponytail.
Nice. And his beautiful smile.
And his beautiful smile. He does have a beautiful smile.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Michael.
Just to pepper that in there.
Let's, I think they need to, like, regulate this Hall of Fame.
Sure.
20 to 30 minutes, tops for everybody.
Yeah.
Except if you're the main event guy. Like, you give it to the two main event guys.
Yeah.
And let them get, you know, go an hour. Go 45 minutes. You need to tighten this up. It went way too long, and it really fucked up the Bill Goldberg thing. Because did you see all the
everybody
was gone. All the wrestlers were gone because they got a tight schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
And they need to be up. And there's a curfew set. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
These guys have like a whatever
curfew.
Be
back at the hotel
by
like,
1 o'clock whatever. They need to be back there.
All right. So like, here's a weird. Okay. So the Dudleys did a great like Edge and Christian thing. They did like they got the pops. They got everything. Hillbilly Speech went too long. Jeff Jarrett. I feel like that was just the right amount of time.
I felt sad for him
because they did like the comedy bit.
Yeah.
You know, Christian calling him slap nuts. That's fine.
I feel like he's very humble now.
Yes. Absolutely. You know,
after all the shit that went down, he's very humbled Absolutely. That they sent him to rehab. And I hope he does something with Elias tomorrow.
Mark Henry's great, great speech. Nice and quick.
Oh, man. My father was watching. My father goes, this was great. Like, my father was like, he loves Mark Henry, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves Mark Henry. Like, he loves all the brothers.
When he
loves Mark Henry, loves Booker T, and loves the Usos, and refuses to acknowledge that they're not Jamaican.
The Usos.
Dude, he loves
all right. them. When Mark Henry did the sexy chocolate stuff to Steph, amazing.
Loved it. I loved it. I feel you know what? That was probably the highlight of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Henry's speech.
The Warrior Award, that was awesome. That kid is friggin' amazing.
Which kid was this? The one that handed the award?
J.J. Robertson, Warrior recipient. Yeah. Dude's incredible. That guy worked the entire crowd. It was awesome. He had everybody rolling. It was cool to see them do the legacy stuff. Stan Stasiak, Lord Alfred Hayes, Darius Singh, Cora Combs, El Santo, Jim Londos, Rufus R. Jones, Sputnik Monroe, Boris Malenko, and Hiro Matsuda. That was cool. It was cool that they did that.
Yeah.
Goldberg's speech went in circles. I was so, at that point in the night.
Like his promos.
I was so irritated.
That it wasn't ending.
I was like, where is this going? Like, is he making fun of this guy?
What did he say? Like,
what's he doing?
Like, what did he say? Did his kid come out shirtless?
Sundberg. It'd be amazing. During the whole thing, I was like, I checked out, and I was like, it would be amazing if for no reason if Guy Fieri showed up.
Yeah,
and he was Goldberg's real son.
WWE fan 11222 says Missy T speech was the worst. That was the worst Hall of Fame speech when he spent about 3 hours talking about his mama.
And it was awesome that Devon mentioned that. But the Goldberg thing went in circles, and I was like checking in and out, and I'm like, I can't watch this again.
Did he go through his? Let me guess. Can I guess? Did he bring up that he's a Jew? I didn't hear it.
Yes.
And who thought a Jew could play football? Yeah. You know, did he do one of those?
No, he did. He did.
I knew it. Did he talk about how he had a falling out, like when he came to WWE for the first time, they didn't do anything
with
him.
He touched that on that. Yeah.
Did they talk about how he freaking killed WCW by slamming his hand through a window when they told him not to do it?
No, but he did talk about how Steph was telling him, don't hurt yourself. And he was like, oh, I'm Bill Goldberg.
And he slammed his head on the thing.
Why should I listen to anybody? And then he he was like, oh, yeah, man. Like, and then Roman Reigns stole my spear. And he just kept doing that.
That's the best.
And you know what? I don't care. Like, sometimes we'll be a little critical about like guys like Goldberg or whatever, or Brock Lesnar, and people will be like, yo, you shouldn't make fun of him.
No, we love him.
Blah, 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 blah. Number one, we love all these people. Number two, the shit that we're saying is nothing compared to
how disgusting people
they
are.
They need, like, these dudes have the thickest skin in the world.
Oh, they have to.
You know?
You know, you look at the comments. You know what I think it is? They don't even look at it, right? Like, half these, Like last night, we were talking about Pat McAfee. What's his name?
Ah, he's the best.
McAfee? Yeah, is it McAfee?
Pat McAfee, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something.
He looks just like Kyle.
He does look like Kyle. I discovered him like a week and a half ago because we're with my job with Sapphire, we're going to be doing something with Barstool.
Okay.
And he does a show on Barstool. Cool. So like I discovered him through Barstool. So somebody from Barstool messaged me. He's like, oh, dude, I saw that you do a wrestling show. Talk to this guy.
Yeah.
He's like working with them and like he does stuff. I have never heard him before other than this moment. And I have to tell you, this guy was so good. Mm-hmm. He had everybody on their toes.
Yep.
He was just, he's so quick.
Yeah.
This is a punter for the Colts.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat McAfee, punter for the Colts.
And a huge fan.
Huge fan of wrestling. The guy was so good and didn't like, he did not give two shits about their like staying on their thing. And he kept calling them that they've written books.
Okay.
The authors of pain have written books.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he buried, like, you know, it was a fun back and forth with Adam Cole.
Oh, it was amazing.
And he didn't do the, I loved that he didn't do what every other color commentator does and every other announcer does when they get scared from the wrestlers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did not give a shit. And he was like, dude, he goes, who are you? He goes, I'm the guy that just told you you're going up first. Obviously, I have some sort of, you know, power in this company or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just so good and he kept,
yeah.
Sam Roberts did not know what to do with him.
Yeah.
Sam got comfortable. Yeah. And who was he doing with Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie Caruso.
And Charlie Caruso had no idea. Like, did not know what to do.
I like her a lot.
Charlie Caruso?
Yeah. I
she wrote something very naughty on Peyton Royce's Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She, Peyton Royce put something like, she's like, who's coming to WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming? Something.
Yeah.
And then she wrote, I am after seeing that photo.
Boom.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah.
That's a sex joke.
by the way, was that your Harvey Birdman?
No.
Okay.
I was trying to go back to my Goldberg.
Okay. I thought he was great. That was the best. It was so refreshing.
Yeah.
No. They'll never do it again with him.
It was,
They'll never let him do this again.
I think with that performance,
yeah,
they were like, oh, we're just going to use you from now on. Sorry, Sam.
You think so? He was so good.
Well, because also after the Adam Cole thing, Adam Cole was like, you're nothing, you're a punter, blah, blah, blah. And they were going back and forth. And then after they cut from Adam Cole, he was like, honestly, he would tear me limb from limb.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, he knows. He knows how to do it.
You know, good like little spin on it. Yeah. Very, very much in the vein of like a Corey Graves, you know, just kind of like
he
a little
said,
bombastic.
He goes, that tap, nap, or crap line. I forgot what he said that for.
Yeah.
It was tap, nap. Oh, tap, nap, or crap when he was talking about being put to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he almost cursed a couple times, so you came very close.
So we had some Bozo last night.
Oh, yeah.
Who was like, everybody jumped out. It was just like some knucklehead kid. But like, he was like, who's this guy? He sounds like a big F word. And I responded, how could he sound like a British cigarette?
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, I
but
mean,
he got mad. Like, he got really
like
mad.
He really likes to put blah, 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 F word. Not the four-letter F word, the mean one, the meaner one. And that was just bizarre, man. People are just bizarre.
He, this guy had like a mental breakdown over Pat McAfee and our liking for him. And he's like, yeah, 75,000 followers and you got nothing on me. And people are like, dude, people have something better to do. And then he blocked Treehouse Vince and he started blocking everybody.
Yeah.
And then he reported us.
Did you report him?
No.
I reported him.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Fucking knucklehead.
Because now when you report somebody, you can highlight.
I really wanted to write that his girlfriend looks like her, the kid from the Munsters. No, the kid from the Munsters. Eddie?
That's an insult.
Eddie Munster? Yeah.
I feel like.
Did you see her Eddie Munster face and hairline?
No, I don't care. I feel like it would be a good insult if you were like, yo, your wife looks like Herman Munster. That's just funny and mean.
Yeah. That's sick people, man. So let's talk about the pay-per-view last night. God damn it.
Holy
was
crap.
Five matches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say, was that the best NXT TakeOver ever?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, why?
Short to the point.
Short.
Every match was
meaningful.
Built to be a five-star match.
Yeah.
The talent of NXT at this point, above and beyond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, phenomenal. The talent, I mean, it's great. He, The first match, that ladder match is probably the best. I would say, you know what? I would say the best ladder match I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Listen, Sean.
It's up there.
And, you know, everybody compares. What's the best ladder match? Sean Razor won?
That's what. See, that's the
Sean
thing.
Razor?
Like, that's what everybody points to because they can't remember
it. It doesn't hold up anymore, though. Sean Razor, I mean, it was great. I've seen it recently, and it's, as far as a 20-something-year-old match holds up, it's not the ladder match that we know today.
Right. Oh, no, not at all.
It's not the ladder match that we know today. Like, okay, let's talk about TLC, right? Mm-hmm. This is better than that was better than TLC.
In certain regards, yes, but I also feel like...
Better than any of those Money in the Banks we've seen?
It's tough to quantify. This was definitely up there because I just feel like... Everybody had a purpose. It was done really well. And also, I legit got goosebumps when Velveteen Dream dropped that elbow.
You know what it was like? You know, like...
75 feet in the air.
It was 140 feet in the air. It was like those... it was like 2K18.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know? It 100%. Was like a 2K18 elbow drop from a ladder.
Yeah.
He's a star.
100%.
But let him build. Don't rush him. Yeah. Keep him where he is. Mm-hmm. Let him grow a little bit, you know, little by little. EC3 seemed the most a little out of place.
Yeah.
I mean, he was great, but it was just, what a bizarre match.
Wasn't this his debut match?
This was his debut.
Yeah.
Looking
good?
He's looking good. Dude is a little leaner.
Yeah.
But God, that performance center, really, they know how to make you look like $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, that's all he's doing is working out every day. Looking when you're not good on the road and you're just working out and you're doing limited, you know, he's going to be the next big star for them. He's going to be, you know, a big, big NXT guy. And I could see him staying there for a little bit.
Yes.
And letting him be the longest reigning NXT champion ever.
I could see that.
You know what the story with him is, right?
No,
his family owns a bunch of businesses, and one of them is like a restaurant. Like, they own like restaurants and franchises and things like that.
Sure.
No mention that he's
Dixie's daughter.
Dixie's niece. By the way, Velveteen Dream is 22 years old.
Yeah, man.
Patrick Clark is 22 years
old. That's amazing. I love it.
I thought it was great. I thought that match, Ricochet looked... You know what? What's funny, though? Mm. You watch him, right? So there were a couple spots that I know they went back when they reviewed like what he is and like, you got to work on this and this and this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
The shooting star press.
On the ladder?
No, he did a couple. I know exactly what you're talking
about. None of the moves that he did, but it was his selling.
Yeah.
So he took that power bomb. But from EC3, or who was it? I forgot who it was. On the ladder?
Yeah.
You know what he did? He dropped down, he flipped down, then got up, then went back down, and then rolled out of the ring.
Okay.
It's bizarre to see in WWE. Now, that's something that you see a lot in the indies.
Yes,
and, you know, like, it's just the... You know how Rock would do the stunner?
Right.
And he would, like, flop around and stand up. Like, if anybody else did that, they would have their ear chewed off. Right. How can you not sell it?
Right. Yeah.
You know, example, he took a power bomb on a freaking ladder and he spun and he stood right back up.
Yeah.
And just dropped. I mean, it was like it was flippy floppy everywhere.
Do you think Shane was in the audience so he could pick up some indie moves?
I think that's what it was. I saw your tweet. But listen, Ricochet is something very special.
Dude's awesome.
I don't know where they go with him. Other than being like an aerialist specialist,
North American, like I feel like all these dudes are gonna be in that. Are we gonna be in that North American title picture? Adam Cole winning, amazing.
Dude, the guy is so over.
Dude's good.
I mean, isn't that the amazing thing though?
Yeah,
he's naturally over though.
Yes,
He's not over because he's like, listen, was he an indie darling? I don't know to what extent you would say that. Who's more of like an indie darling or like a smart darling? Ricochet or Adam Cole?
Ricochet.
I would say Ricochet. Yeah. But Adam Cole, that promo, by the way, the promo he did with Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
I saw that and I go, that is probably one of the best I've seen in NXT as far as total package promo and he's quick and he's sharp and he knows what he says. And he reminds me of somebody, and I can't. You know who he reminds me of with his sharpness? CM Punk.
Yeah. What also
right? When he talks, it's just so good.
I also feel like he's extra sharp because years ago he was under the wing of Kevin Steen and the Bucks, you know, and those are three very sharp guys, you know. So when they were doing like all the PWG stuff and into like ROH, he was like being mentored by some solid dudes in the business.
Yeah.
You know? And then like Adam Cole's ROH run, amazing.
Well, he also got hurt for a little bit. Yeah. He got hurt and he lost a couple pounds, but he looked, the guy is, I mean, just remarkable.
He's got a little bit of that Shawn Michaels quality.
A little bit, and a little bit of CM Punk with his promos.
A little bit of the blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Beautiful looking dude. Blue eyes.
Good looking kid, and he's like 27, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Dana White is headed to WrestleMania.
Yes, to see
Ronda. And apparently he told Ariel Helwani that he had no idea that Brock Lesnar was in the main event, yeah, which okay. That's not true at all.
Yeah.
Like, I could guarantee 180% that is not true.
Apparently Alberto Del Rio got fired from Impact.
Dude, he no-showed the mm-hmm. Lucha Underground versus Impact show, which I didn't watch any of those TNA stuff, and I need to catch up on it this week. I just couldn't get the timing right. There was so much wrestling happening.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this, pendejo.
Apparently he said that he was sick, mm-hmm. and he was at the bar drinking.
Yeah, he's sick. He's got alcoholism.
But, yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly. Sick.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever. Like, you think the reason for the no-show is because he's going to show up tonight? Braun Strowman's partner?
Can you imagine? That's the reason why he no-showed?
Like, come on!
I don't want to see Alberto in WWE.
Not anymore?
No, never.
Why not?
No.
They need a big Spanish dude again.
I don't want to see him.
They need to corner that demographic. You have Andrade San Almas. You have Grand Metalik. I don't know if Grand Metalik speaks English. Ricochet could be Spanish.
I don't know what he is. Very exotic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He could be Spanish, or he could not be Spanish. He could be like he'd be Malaysian.
Well, you don't look Spanish, but you're Spanish.
Yeah, but you know, like those in the know.
Almas is way better than Del Rio. I think Almas is going to be a way bigger star in WWE than Del Rio is. So let's go down this card, huh?
Yeah.
The ladder match was unbelievable. Adam Page. Adam Cole. Adam Page actually had a great match, too, with Ibushi.
Yes.
Last night.
Yeah.
Very good match. Adam Cole, first ever North American NXT champion.
Great.
Perfect.
Everybody looked great in that match.
Everybody looked great. Literally everybody looked great. Very excited where they go, and I'm curious. It looks like EC3 and Adam Cole are going to have the feud.
I like that, but
I do also, too.
I also like how
Ring of Honor versus TNA in WWE.
Adam Cole did double duty last night.
He did.
The tag match, great, oh, let, great
let's go down the list. Let's go down the list because I want to spend some time on the tag match.
Yeah.
What was the next match? It was the women's match.
Yes, the women's match.
Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler.
12-minute match.
Short. Sweet,
short and to the point.
Fine. It was the worst match on the card, but it wasn't a bad match.
Right.
It was just, everybody's like, well, it really sucked the energy. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have high spots and low spots, right? It goes like this. This is how you book a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You start off hot, and then you go down a little bit, and you go back up. Yeah. You got to keep the momentum going.
Yeah. The, I like Ember Moon a lot. I've this match actually made Shayna Baszler for me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, yo, she's learning.
She looks good.
She's gonna be like a monster. To defeat.
I'm very happy with that.
And I think that's what they need. Yeah. You know, they need like that person who looks unbeatable. You know, Ember Moon. I think she's getting a call up probably to like SmackDown.
People are saying that Del Rio was loaded and has been stumbling all around NOLA.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Which I believe that.
That's kind of funny.
What curse word do you think Alberto loves to say in Spanish?
Puta.
Puta?
Yeah.
Not pendejo?
No, he likes calling people bitches.
Yeah.
He's just like, get out of my way, puta.
I hope so. I hope that's all he's doing.
Do you think he's Steve Austin-ing beers right now on Bourbon Street?
I hope so.
Hey, fucking pussy.
Did you ever see that video?
Yeah, but you like he puts on that accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
So that tag match was 15 minutes. Great, great, great tag match. Kyle O'Reilly.
I thought that match, you know what's interesting? Like, I really was into that match.
Yes.
There were a lot of people that were like, oh, it was good, but not like, not. I was like, they were like, I consider that a 4.5-star match.
Yes.
Okay. The first five star ladder match.
Great.
You had, I would give it 3.5, 3.25 to Shayna Baszler and
the ladies.
Shayna Baszler and Ember Moon. Mm-hmm. I would give it 3.25, maybe even 3.5, but definitely 3.25.
Okay.
I give that ladder match, the tag match, 4.5.
Sure.
All right, I give a 4.5. I thought it was great. I thought everybody, it was phenomenal. And they really did a great job at the end with Roderick Strong turning.
Oh, yeah. They really made you believe that.
They made you believe it. They really, and I called it.
Yeah.
So I knew that was happening.
Yeah, I know. I saw you had to
delete
it. Did
you see me delete it? Yeah. I deleted it because I forgot, after having a couple of drinks, I forgot that I wasn't supposed to talk about it.
Whoops. Yeah.
And I was told, like, couple hours earlier. And sometimes you'll see me do that. I'll allude to stuff and I'll add like a winky face.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, so wink. and then I still get in trouble. But I was told that was happening and I was like, oh, that's freaking great. But how are they going to tell the story in the match when he's fighting them?
Right.
So I thought that he wasn't going to touch them at all. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, he's beating the shit out of Kyle O'Reilly. And, and like, he's really like, they were going at it. So I don't get that part, right? Like,
okay.
Like, and this is wrestling logic, right? What kind of psychopath are you that you're beating the shit out of the person you want to be friends with in 5 minutes?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling. Aleister Black and Andrade Cien Almas.
So the winners, obviously, Undisputed Era. So they have three titles. They have two titles now. Mm-hmm. So who's the tag champion? Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong?
I think they're going to do Freebird rules.
They're going to do Freebird rules. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Because Bobby Fish is out for a while.
And then Bobby Fish comes back. So, okay. Yeah.
So they're going to have like a strong force.
Okay, cool.
Aleister Black beat Andrade Almas.
Five stars.
NXT Championship. Absolutely.
5 stars.
18-minute match. Start to finish, amazing match.
Yeah.
The one thing I thought was very heartwarming was that Aleister dropped character when he got the belt.
Yes.
And was smiling like a kid. He was just like, oh, yeah.
I really, really like that match. And listen, 4.75, 5, it doesn't matter. It's still 5-star. I mean, storytelling was great. I really enjoyed it. They did a very good job at trying to convince you that Aleister Black was not winning.
Right.
I have to tell you, man, Andrade Cien Almas, he is a main eventer.
Yes.
He's a future world champion in this company.
I'm not going to go that far.
I think he will hold the WWE title.
I think he's going to go US title for a while.
You know what the problem is now? That upper level is so much.
Yes.
Right? Like, we're getting back to how it used to be.
Right.
Like, that upper level is stacked.
Yeah.
Joe, main roster, Joe, Balor. And these are, some of these people may not hold it, but I'm saying like contenders, right?
Oh,
realistic,
yeah.
Believable.
A lot
contenders.
Of main eventers.
Okay, you got Braun.
Yes.
You got Roman.
Yep.
You got Seth. Reigns. You got Seth. You got Ambrose. You got Joe. You got Finn. You got AJ.
Nakamura.
You got Randy Orton. You got Nakamura.
Daniel Bryan.
I just named 11 people. Yeah. Brock Lesnar. Let's put him back in there.
Brock
12
Lesnar's
people.
In there, yeah.
12, John Cena, 13 people.
I'll throw The Miz in there, too.
The Miz won't, they won't give the title to Miz.
You don't think so?
No. 13 people. Let's go 13.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm missing people.
Yes.
Baron Corbin will hold that title.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 14 people.
Yeah.
And I'm not, Bobby Roode will hold that title, 15 people.
I'm not going to agree with Bobby Roode.
You don't think, they're going to give him the title.
I don't think, give him another 3 years.
Bobby Roode?
Yeah.
He doesn't have 3 years, I'll tell you that.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah. I'll say
but you know what I mean?
Bobby
like,
Roode.
But we could go 15 people in the main title picture.
Yes.
In both title pictures. That secondary title is going to be very valuable.
Oh, 100%.
Because you have all these guys in the mix that aren't holding that title
right.
in that picture.
Yes.
So you got Finn and all these guys are going for those secondary titles. It is not a, you know what, let's build you up title.
Right.
That title is not building the guy. The guy is building the title at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we went through an era where they handed the belts.
We also forgot Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Oh, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Yeah. That's 17 people.
Yeah, that's just a lot of dudes.
You know what?
A lot of main eventers.
If we really pushed it, we could probably say they have 20 main eventers in this company that could be world champion or universal champion.
But there's still that, on top of those guys, there's that elite.
And then there's like the, but like, the elite is 10.
Roman, Cena,
Orton.
Brock Lesnar, AJ, Nakamura. That's
Daniel Bryan.
Sure.
Yeah. You don't put Rollins in there?
I'll put Rollins in there. Yeah.
That's 9.
Yeah.
How about Finn?
He's lost a step.
You think so?
As much as I love the dude.
You know what? I'll give it to Finn.
I think with booking. Yeah.
Let's see 10. 10.
All right.
So you got 10 out of 20 that were main eventers, super main eventers.
Right. Super main eventers.
And we're not even adding like Undertaker and like specialty guys, right? Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. I don't think we've ever had a roster like this.
Like these dudes, like all those dudes put asses in seats.
This is like the, you know, and we go, let's go back to the golden age, right?
Yeah.
I think the Ruthless Aggression era had more of those like main event guys.
Yeah.
But if we go to like the Attitude Era, you had Foley, Austin,
six dudes.
Rock, Hunter, Undertaker.
Kane.
Kane
was in a lot of main events.
But not never. Yeah. Okay, let's throw Kane in there.
Yeah.
Who else am I missing?
Later.
Vince.
Yeah.
But really, the reality was it was Austin, Hunter, Foley, and Rock and Taker
and Undertaker
and Taker five guys.
But that's also when they had one show.
Yeah, one show. Yeah, I think this is crazy. I think it's amazing. These guys are going to be Jericho. I forgot. Well, yeah, Jericho. I'm going to put you know with the Benoits and the Guerreros. I mean that was a whole different crazy time.
Jericho. Jericho gets like GOAT status.
I know he's unbelievable. And then Michaels. You know
when Michaels came back.
What's amazing is when Michaels, a year prior, who was your main event? Michaels, Brett.
Great, yeah.
And Taker. Michaels, Brett, Taker. That was it.
This is going to be Roman's fourth main event at WrestleMania?
Possibly, yeah.
This is Brock and Roman. Seth
by the way, we got like 30 minutes, so let's plow through this, okay? Yeah. So, Aleister Black.
Five-star match.
And I expect to see Andrade Cien Almas and...
Zelina Vega
up very soon.
On SmackDown, I say.
You know what? Yeah, I put him on SmackDown. Yeah, because you know what? We don't have heels. Remember the conversation? We have no heels. Right. And Drew Galloway.
Yes, I agree with that.
He's going to show up too. So, you know what? Make both of them heels. Put them on the roster.
Unsanctioned match. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. 37 minutes.
God damn it.
Wow.
Would you say over 5 stars?
17. Could
Dave give it over 5 stars? You know what? 525.
I was going to say, he's going to do 5 and a quarter.
5 and a quarter.
Maybe 5.5, but what a match. What an ending.
Yeah.
What a
beautiful, what a story. I'm getting goosebumps. I mean, honestly, like I love wrestling and I really, like, I don't get into the sycophant stuff. You know what I mean? My God, I watched that match and I couldn't believe the storytelling, more than I mean, you could do all the flips and everything, but when it meant something.
Yeah.
Every move meant something. I mean, you know, we talk about the best wrestling match of all time. We're talking about Omega and Okada,
sure,
right? Six and a quarter,
yeah,
right?
On paper, best wrestling match.
On paper,
the
best wrestling match. It doesn't even matter rating, but that one. It was it was long, it was meticulous, it was new age, old, I mean, that was good. This was all based on story.
Yeah.
It got, and this is when, like, people are like, how come Dave gave it only 4.5 stars? Because there was a lack of story, there was a lack of mood. This is a total combo. They told a brilliant story, they told a great story, and the fact that, like, and I'm looking, and I'm like, he's not working over that knee.
Right.
And somebody messaged with me. He's like, oh, it's because maybe he's still hurt. I go, no, he's not working it because he's such a baby face.
Right.
He still has compassion and sympathy for his best friend.
Right.
And when he does attack the knee, you say, oh, man.
He's pushed too far.
And even at the end, he had him.
Yeah.
And he broke. I mean, first of all, he hit him in the head twice with cane.
Yeah.
With the crutch. He still sat there and looked at him with compassion.
Right.
Where I'm not going to do this final blow. And until he had to.
Right.
Make him lose.
The tap with the knee brace.
God.
Unbelievable.
Damn it.
Unbelievable.
Also.
Yeah.
I've never seen a heel in WWE in the last 20 years get this type of heat.
Yeah.
Give me a guy.
Besides Vince.
Besides Vince, that has been able to draw that kind of heat ever in this company.
The closest. Two guys. The closest.
Triple H?
I would say not in the last 5 years. The closest in the last 5 years, Kevin Owens.
No, but you know what? With Kevin Owens, you still like him, whoever he's facing. Because remember, everybody he faces, you like.
That's right.
But you also like him because he's very, like, he's an indie darling.
Right.
Right? You still kind of like him. You know what? Piper. But this is Piper heat.
Right. No, this is Piper heat. Yeah. Shield breakup Rollins got
sheer, good amount of heat. Yes.
Yeah.
It did.
But like you said, it's been a while since this dude shows up and gets an FU Ciampa chant.
Immediately. I mean, and first of all, no music. Yeah. God, so good.
Yeah.
That's Regal or Hunter.
Yeah.
No music. Walks right down. They start chanting asshole immediately. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Ciampa.
Yeah.
What else were they saying? They were saying fuck you, Ciampa. It was saying asshole, like it was just, and then just a fuck you.
Yeah,
I mean, it was so guttural.
Yep.
This is what we were talking about. It's so, I mean, just, I'm watching. My wife was next to me. She goes, "I've never heard this."
Yeah.
She goes, "What did he do?" Those were his words.
Right.
Those were her words. What did this guy do? He goes, "No, like in real life, what did he do?"
Yeah.
And I go, "He turned on his best friend."
Right. And they had the package with the wedding pictures and the whole nine.
And she looked at it. She goes, oh, my God, this is such a great story.
Absolutely. My wife said the same thing. She was like, what are these guys doing? And I was like, this is such a great match because they have blah, 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 blah. And she was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, they followed through. And he had the surgery and then the thing and the crutches. And then the wife got involved. And, you know.
Never seen anything like this.
But it was a throwback to classic wrestling.
Classic wrestling, yeah. I mean, just
it was great. And I feel like that was could have been the best NXT main event of all time.
Yes, 130%. You know, at one point I forgot that match was still on.
Yeah,
I totally forgot at one point.
And that's how much stock they put in these dudes and that story is that went on after the title match.
Yeah,
because they knew how good it was going to be.
They knew,
and if. It would have killed it for Aleister Black if they went on last, because then he would have gotten.
Oh, no way.
The crowd would have been burnt out. What do you do after that? Do you go home? If you're in the crowd, do you go home? Do you go party on Bourbon Street?
Where? After that match?
After that.
You still stay, but yeah. I mean, it'll suck all the energy.
No, I'm saying after the Gargano match. Like, if somebody was there last night, what'd you guys do?
You go and you celebrate.
Did you go celebrate?
Yeah. You got to have a couple drinks.
Find
a couple ladies. Take a couple dick pills and call it a day.
Yeah.
We got about 10 minutes, so let's run down this card really quick. We did it on Thursday. Thursday.
We're doing Mania? No.
Did we do Tuesday or Thursday, show?
We did Thursday.
We went down to Rate Mania card on Thursday.
Through it really quick?
Yeah, let's go through it really, really quick. It's about to start in 2 hours. This show is going to run through tomorrow at 9 a.m. The show's running from 5 p.m. Sunday to 9 a.m. Monday. And I got to pace myself. You know, this is good. One drink.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing White Castle, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're really going to kill ourselves tonight?
Oh, yeah.
We want to regret everything about this? Look at this. Already I could do it.
So we got 10 minutes. All right, let's go through the card really quick and then succinctly winners and why. You ready?
I'm doing a magic
trick.
Nice,
man.
Yeah, there you go.
I can see it. Look at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right, Andre the Memorial Battle Giant. Royal.
No idea who's in it. I say Samoa Joe wins.
Still TBD. I'm going to say either Samoa Joe or Baron Corbin because Baron Corbin's eyeing that 2-time winner thing.
Okay, maybe.
So that's a good stat.
Yeah, maybe we got a newcomer.
Yes. WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. It's also TBD. Nobody knows who's in it. I'm saying Mandy.
Mandy Rose?
Mandy Rose.
Is Trish in it?
Don't know yet. Nobody's been announced. Like,
who's there? I'm curious who's there.
I think all the ladies are going to be in
it. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't even predict that.
Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. I'm going Mustafa Ali. Clean finish.
I'm going Cedric.
Okay. Clean finish?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns.
I was told again that we will be very pleased with the ending. Now, I don't know what the hell that means.
Right.
Right? I can't even I mean, to me, that would mean Paul Heyman.
He's Armenian
now. Paul Hagopamian turns on Brock, and Roman gets the win, and that's your to be continued for Monday. But okay. I don't want to, you know what it is? I hate to go into matches with an expectation ever, because then you're always left disappointed. So I don't know, and I can't allow myself to kind of guess, but I was going to say Roman wins clean and Brock goes away for a little bit.
Okay.
But I also heard that Bobby Lashley was coming in, and that was maybe an appointment.
One appointment for Brock.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to, my gut is saying Roman Reigns finally wins. But if that is the last match, do you want to see everybody booing Roman unless it's made by nature? Systematically created for them to boo you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Do they want a natural boo, or do they want to control that and say, look what we did?
Okay. My pick, and I'll agree with that, and my two endings will reflect that. One, Roman goes over clean, but they do a Japanese-style ending. Roman hits him with
everything.
Like Superman punches, F5, spears, and on like the sixth spear.
Any color.
Yeah.
You want to take a bet on color?
Yeah.
Will there be color on the show?
Brock.
Brock?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a $5 bet.
Sure.
Okay.
Roman gives the underdog, he wins clean, or Paul Heyman turns, Shield reunion, triple powerbomb, and that's the...
Paul was supposed to be involved with the Shield originally.
And he was.
Remember, but they dropped that.
Right.
They were CM Punk's...
Lackeys.
They were like his like insurance policy.
His hit squad, yeah.
And I don't know why they... I don't know what happened with that. I can't remember what happened with that.
But those are my two endings. Knock versus AJ.
Knock has to win.
Nakamura clean?
Nakamura. I mean, that should go... Should that be the last match?
Oh, man.
Yes. You know what? That should be the main event.
Okay.
Not Roman, because it depends, actually, in the placement of the match. If Roman is the main event, then that means that Roman turns. This is my opinion.
Okay.
Roman turns, and it's like it's a wonky thing, because now the heel won, but you're saying like, oh, okay, it made sense for storyline purposes. But I think that genuinely the main event should be AJ Styles, Nakamura, for the happy...
That
you
closes
know,
the
Tyra
show.
Tyra going off, closes the show, everybody's happy when they go home. Because that's the big purpose with WrestleMania. Everybody goes home happy.
I don't think either is going to be the main event. I think
opening match.
John Cena, Undertaker stuff, that's going to close the show.
I don't know. What is he going to do? He's going to come out and be like, where are you?
Yep. I've been in the crowd for 3 hours. I'm drunk as F.
I told you.
I'm so loaded right now. Yeah. And then Taker comes out, chokeslam.
We got about 20 minutes.
Last ride.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Taker Cena is going to close the show. Regardless. Okay. Miz versus Seth versus Finn. I'm going Finn.
You're going Finn for the IC title.
Yeah. Finn pins Rollins, not the Miz. Because it gives the Miz an excuse to be like, when he comes back, I was never pinned.
Miz is, I think, taking some time off.
Yeah, he's got the baby.
He's got the show. And then you have, well, here's the thing. Yeah, Finn, because Rollins was supposed to be in the program with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And that fell apart.
Right.
And, yeah, and Angle was supposed to be with Jordan.
Mm-hmm. And that fell apart. And Samoa Joe's hurt.
And Batista was supposed to be the tag partner for Ronda Rousey, and he thought it was a done deal.
Really?
He thought 100% it was done, and he had no idea that it wasn't happening until... Kurt Angle was picked.
That would have been cool.
Why do they keep fucking with this guy?
Like,
why?
I'm glad that he's sticking with his integrity.
Why? But he, you know, like, he's a good guy. He wants one more run. Like, the guy loves it. I would love to see Batista back.
I think
maybe he's come back after Mania.
Monday night Tista. Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, Rusev. I will go with Rusev.
Rusev winning the U.S. title.
Yeah.
Randy Orton retains.
Okay. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax is winning.
Nia Jax wins.
Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. Screw finish. Nobody loses. You get a good...
Charlotte wins.
Get a great match.
No. Do we have a cash-in?
Yes. But I think that because of that cash-in...
Asuka beats Carmella.
Right.
So Charlotte doesn't take the pin, and now you just continue the program.
Exactly.
Got it.
Cesaro and Sheamus versus Braun and to be TBD.
Yeah.
Braun's winning this with whoever it comes out.
Oh, honky tonk man.
Brother, brother, brother.
brother, 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 brother.
Braun Strowman and Brain Strowman. Braun Strowman, big Cass. Braun Strowman, Elias. Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe.
Cass is there. He's looking good.
One of them. Usos. But you know, do you agree Braun's winning?
I don't want to see it like a 2-on-1. It has to be like a partner that...
James Ellsworth is another, my other pick.
I don't know.
And Ellsworth gets the pin.
Batista's having like a mental breakdown, by the way, right now.
Why?
You tweeted.
Is he talking?
Please stop saying I quit. I have never walked out on the WWE. Both times I left, I did so with my contract completely fulfilled and expired.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I extended my contract so I could finish certain programs. I also left on my back putting guys over. You're welcome.
Is he talking? Was that a text to you?
Yes.
Andrew, stop telling me.
He just wrote to me.
Usos versus the New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. I'm going Bludgeon Brothers because this is the era of the big men.
Yeah.
It's big time. What about you?
It's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be like a monster guy. Maybe it's Kane. What if it's Kane?
For what?
That's got to be Kane!
We talked about that match already.
Maybe it's Kane.
We're talking about the Usos.
Sorry. my brain just stopped. Maybe it's Kane. Kane wins.
Kane and Braun Strowman.
Kane wins the tag title.
I don't want that.
No, I'm going to go with Bludgeon Brothers.
Same. Okay. Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey, Triple H, Steph. I kind of feel like Triple H and Steph are going to win this one.
Yeah, but now they're saying, like, what if Ronda turns?
On Kurt
You're going to have cool. one turn.
Yeah.
You could only have one turn.
Roman.
Because remember, they sometimes do parallel booking.
Right.
With, like, the amount of turns and DQs as NXT.
Yeah.
So, I anticipate the Paul Heyman thing.
Okay.
Because that's a big story, and you need a little smoke and mirrors to give this thing a little boost.
You need one big turn.
I mean,
one minor
turn. I hope Triple H pedigrees the shit out of Ronda, and Ronda gets up, no sells, pop up, no sell.
That'd be great. Yeah.
It's going to be Ronda and Kurt.
I want to see a like the triple power bomb, not the triple power bomb, the superplex power bomb.
Yeah,
where it's Triple H and Kurt on the top rope.
Yeah,
and Rondi does the power bomb move.
Did
I say Rondi?
Rondi.
Just call it Rondi.
Yeah, Rondi.
Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That's the main event.
Maybe that's the screw.
Do you think that's the show opener? What do you think is going to open the show?
I know there's a screw finish.
Oh, yeah? Do you know
I don't know where.
Where.
I don't know All where. Right.
That's the screw finish.
I don't know where the screw finish is.
I could see AJ and Nock opening the show.
I mean turn.
Okay.
There's a turn. I don't know where.
Who do you see opening the show?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Brother, 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 I lied this whole time. I've been here
for 6 months, brother.
I helped build the set, brother. I was in the rafters.
I was in the Pontiac Silver Dome.
They hired me as a union contractor, and I'm building the set. Listen, I got to take this all down later.
Now, Hulk Hogan didn't build the set, but Terry Bollea built the set.
Get to work, Bollea.
Do you think Hogan's there?
I don't know. I want to say yeah.
I would. Come on. It's time.
Just because we've been talking about it for a month?
Yeah, just because I wanted to see it happen.
He's the big reveal tomorrow night.
As who?
The new GM.
What if he comes out hobbling out? I want to see Hogan. This is what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Just for this reason. I want to see Hogan come out and try to run down to make a save for a three count in the ring.
All right.
I want to see Hogan running down and pulling out so-and-so. What if Hogan challenges
Ronda Rousey?
No. Undertaker doesn't show up. But it's Hogan.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it, brother.
I'm telling you.
I made this mistake.
I'm telling you, it's the Kid Rock thing's happening. Kid Rock's speech was a little weird, too, the other night.
He's a weird dude, man. Yeah. He's looking gnarly.
We're like, the political thing was weird because he was like,
they told me I shouldn't talk politics, but I'm just going to body slam some Democrats.
And then they immediately cut to AJ and Kurt Angle, just like, oh, F Democrat.
Yeah.
And then behind them were the Singh brothers who were just like shaking their, but it was such a quick cut. It was like, they're Republicans, they hate everybody.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
I don't think the earth is flat.
Oh, you think
that's the best? That's the best AJ Styles.
Do you think Kid Rock's a flat earther?
Can I tell you my secret obsession with this?
Okay.
I watch flat earth videos constantly on YouTube.
They're hysterical.
Not because I believe the earth is flat.
Uh-huh.
Because I love the people who do.
Mm-hmm.
Where in 20, this
oh,
is,
yeah.
You know what? This is why the internet is bullshit. Okay. That's okay. Gonna, I want to write a book called The Internet is Bullshit.
Okay.
And this is exactly why.
Tell me.
In 2018,
mm-hmm.
there are people, thousands of people.
A lot of people.
Thousands, maybe tens of thousands,
sure.
that believe that the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Listen, man, fuck you.
Right.
I love that people believe that mm-hmm. the earth is flat, and it just shows you
yeah.
how much the internet is bullshit.
It's nuts. It's really
it
nuts.
It is, and to the point that people question it on a regular yeah. basis. Like, this is like a discussion happening. It's not one GeoCity blog put up that it has like a picture of some psychopath with a fucking map saying, yeah. see, the map is flat, the earth is flat.
Yeah.
There are people living, breathing every day.
Like, I know this place
making,
is flat. Yeah.
And they go, we know Christopher fucking Columbus was right.
Yeah.
The earth is flat.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear about that guy with the rocket from last month?
The flat earther that built the rocket?
He built a rocket and flew, I think, like 1,500 feet.
It was
in the air.
It was a hydrogen. It was a yeah. water base.
And then he did not die and still
I don't think he was in it.
Did not. No, he was in it. He launched himself in a rocket. It flew. It hit 1,500 feet and then it just crashed. He didn't die.
I thought he literally just built a rocket to go up 1,500 feet. No, I had no idea he was in it.
He was like, I want to go as high as I can to see if the earth is flat.
That's fucking
And great. He only hit 1,500 feet. You can't really tell.
That's not much.
You can't hit a curve unless you're in a plane. When you're in a plane, you can see the curve of the earth. But
I told you I was flat, brother.
He was just like...
Why doesn't he get on a plane?
Right.
Why doesn't he... I mean, that's at least 35,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he just not go up in a plane? Does he think the planes are lying?
Well, if the Concorde was still in service, that would prove everybody wrong. Because the Concorde flew higher than every other plane in existence.
The Concorde did fly much higher.
And you could see the
you
curve
could see
the
curvature,
earth,
yeah.
You know?
I'm
anyway,
positive. I'm so positive. We're gonna get a comment on this video on YouTube telling us that we're wrong.
That
anyway,
this flat.
Yeah. So we got 5-10 minutes left in the show.
Who's gonna have the best entrance?
Oh, so Hunter's gonna have a great entrance.
Yes.
Okay. So Undertaker. Let's talk about this for a second. Not on the card scheduled. Does it?
Hey, I'm American Badass.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, John Cena.
Kid Rock is not challenging Cena coming down on the fight.
Oh
God, I want to see. I think Kid Rock 100% assumes because they're really putting a lot of emphasis on Kid Rock.
Yeah,
that I feel like they've never done.
Did the song? He's there. He got the award. I'm telling you, man. My things. My manifestation of American Badass Undertaker.
What if he comes down on a fucking chopper? With an American flag. Like, does he do the whole, like, maybe this is like Vince's, like, you kneel at football, I'm going to show you, you know, America.
American Badass.
This freaking biker that's dead,
that we
made alive. He's a Frankenstein.
Oh, my God.
He's a Frankenstein monster that rides motorcycles. He's possibly a motorcycle ganger.
Ganger. He's a ganger. It's going to be awesome, man. I'm telling you, like. That, like, regardless, like, Undertaker is showing up, who knows in what capacity, and I really do think...
Sober.
So he's going to show up sober?
Yeah.
I think he's going to show up in the American Badass garb, because, you know what, he got called out, this isn't, like, a built-up match, he doesn't have an entrance, he shows up as himself, a bike man, a ganger.
My friend just took a picture with, My friend just took a picture... With Virgil.
Nice.
And I said, how much did he hit you up for? Did you check your pockets?
I'm telling you, Nakamura, great entrance. Nakamura's going to have an insane entrance tonight.
Okay. Yeah, 100% he's going to have a crazy
this
entrance. What if he comes out to his NJPW entrance?
With the crown
song,
and everything?
The song.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I think you're going to get an orchestra for Nakamura.
Oh, you're going to get some crazy big entrance. I mean, that title match is going to be big. Does that close out the show?
I would love it if it closed out the show. I don't think so.
You know what?
Excuse me.
I think it will.
You know what?
And I think Asuka's going to come out and they'll celebrate together.
You think Brock and Roman are going to go on in the middle?
No, second to last.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see. This is good. This is good stuff, guys.
Because remember, it's a WWE title.
Right.
You know.
Not
you
the
wanna,
Universal title.
This is one of Vince's last hurrahs.
Okay.
I think next year will be his last one.
Just go out on 35?
35. In New York.
Bendy Boy says, I think he shows up as the dead man.
You know what? I want the dead man. I don't want the Biker Taker.
What if he comes out and he's like, this isn't the Undertaker. This isn't the American Badass. This is just Mark, and you hurt my feelings.
No, you know what they do? The lightning, the this, the that, mm-hmm. and a video shows up saying, the Undertaker's last match
mm-hmm.
was last year, but the American Badass... and then fucking everything falls apart. They're at Sturgis.
75.
It's just they're at Sturgis.
Oh,
the whole
thing.
Amazing.
I'd love
Eric Bischoff comes out. Dusty Rhodes with his ridiculous belt hanging, wearing a vest with short shorts.
Love it.
Look it up, guys. We're gonna go and get ready. What are you doing now?
Me?
Yeah.
I gotta go get beer.
You want to get some babes?
Yeah, I gotta get babes.
You're gonna go get some beer. I don't know what I'm doing.
I gotta upload some photographs.
Yeah, I gotta. Oh, can you send show notes very quick?
Yes,
before you
do.
Because we need to get this posted ASAP.
Yeah.
If you're watching this after WrestleMania, so here are the results. Nakamura wins. Roman Reigns wins. I'll give you the results right at the end. There you go. Guys, I absolutely love each and every one of you. Another great year of wrestling. Another great WrestleMania that we've covered here on the GFK Network. And we couldn't do this without you guys. So please keep supporting us. Keep joining us each and every week, Rich and I. Really, this really brings me so much joy to do this show every week. And I know for Rich, too, it brings us a lot of joy talking to you guys and meeting you guys. And I feel like, you know, this has reinvigorated my love for pro wrestling. And you guys are part of it. I mean, that's the amazing thing. That we do this together. We have fun without shitting on everything. We're not angry about wrestling.
Yeah.
We're not complaining about wrestling like some other podcasters do. You know, we're just having fun. Listen, I'm 34 fucking years old. If I'm going to be that affected by professional wrestling,
right.
I need to seek some psychological help.
Yeah.
You know, this is fun for me. And when it's not fun for me, I'll say, see you guys later. I'm never doing this again.
All right.
That's my motto to life. If I no longer have fun talking about men in underwear being oiled up and tan and beautiful,
beautifully tan,
and telling homoerotic stories about a fictional man, about a fictional Vince McMahon that lives in a treehouse in Connecticut that rubs me down in canola oil and makes me wear tidy whiteies. Mm. If I no longer want to tell those stories, I don't have to.
No, you're not. This is great. Is this your retirement speech?
No, I absolutely. I'm not. I'm doing this for as long as I can.
You're like, this is it. This is the last WrestleMania. Brother. You're gonna show up as a
you
American
know
badass.
And if Hulk Hogan shows up,
I
want that reaction video posted.
We would be vindicated.
I will take my dick out in front of everybody and just start peeing on all my belongings.
You need to pee on deck.
I'm gonna pee on everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pee on the couch. I'm gonna pee on the rug.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. I better be institutionalized.
Deacon's going to upper deck your bathrooms.
He's going to upper deck your bathrooms. Guys, and also, we're going to be live tweeting also. Maybe some videos. You know what? Let's do some videos.
We're going to do some videos.
Yeah, we'll do some videos. We'll post it. We definitely will not be as sober in a couple of hours. But listen, guys, show us your videos. Let's make this very interactive today.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun
Mattman
today, guys.
Mattman Podcast on Twitter. Give us a follow. And I deeply appreciate when you follow us personally. Andrew Zarian on Twitter. BTC Rich on Twitter.
Yeah, baby.
And we will see you all next time.
Which is
Happy WrestleMania.
Happy WrestleMania, guys.
Bye-bye, guys.